Wild basketball affair here. Doubleheader between Jones County and Stanley County. The Jones County girls came from behind and were able to come away with a 39-30 victory over Stanley County. The Coyotes were led by Mallory Bernard, who had 11 points in the ballgame. Aubrey Tucker with 9 points off the bench as Jones County improves to 2-3 on the season. Stanley County with balanced scoring, led by Cameron Norman's 9 points in the ballgame and 7 from Candace Hand, dropped their record to 0-6 on the season. The boys' matchup of the doubleheader was a wild one, as Stanley County had Jones County down by double digits on 3 different occasions, but Jones County was able to prevail as they come away with an 82-79 overtime victory. The Buffaloes opened up a 16-4 lead, only to see Jones County close out the opening quarter on a 20-3 run and lead by 5, 24-19 at the end of the first period. We seesawed back and forth as Stanley County opened up another 15-point lead in the third quarter, but Jones County was able to come back. A 19-9 scoring advantage in the fourth quarter tied the game at 72 as we went to the overtime period. Jones County with a 10-7 scoring advantage in the extra stanza gives the Coyotes the 82-79 overtime victory. Stanley County had 4 different players in double figures, led by Eddie Duffy off the bench, who scored 20 in the ball game. Brock Zabe, or Caden Montana, with 18 points. Brock Zabe with 14. And Brendan Bothwell with 11 for Stanley County, who drops to 1-3 on the season. The Coyotes were led by Caden Kinsley, 15 points. Cooper Feddersen scored 43 in the ballgame. Feddersen scored 33 of those points in the second half. The Coyotes improved to 3-1 on the season as Jones County wins both games of the doubleheader here in Myrtle. I'm Darren Boyle.